Ask him, say, Lord, pour out your spirit. And not just for me, not just for mine, not just for my household, but more, more, more than enough. Help us to live in the overflow this morning.
If you're wondering where all this great gospel music is coming from, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. This is the Sunday, March 11th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Mercy and grace, mercy and grace, overtake me, oh Lord, overtake my heart and mind, exceed my imagination.
Create a space that before we talk about where we're going, we're going to take one moment and look back over our shoulders and see how far God has brought us. To see that we would not be here tonight had God not preserved us, protected us, put his hand on us, put angels all around us. And so tonight, may every tongue be loosed from the prison of complaining and find liberty and praise. May every hand be free to clap and to be lifted. May every voice be raised, that wherever the name of Jesus is mentioned, may there be a testimony that the heavens are open, the doors are open, the windows are open, our hearts are open, and he is more than enough. He is our El Shaddai. He is our Lord forever. Everybody that believes it, ought to put those hands together, ought to lift up your voice right now and shout. Say more than enough. now. We're going to speak blessing over our generation. We're going to speak blessings, multi-generational favor coming upon you, that God's blessing will put you in places beyond your education, open up doors beyond your training, that God will drop you in the middle of the biggest days of your life, and that God will give this generation an abiding presence, something that you don't have to stir up, something that you don't have to crank up, something that doesn't have to be worked up, but may God set up his tabernacle among his people, and may the presence of God be with you. May God bless you and strengthen this day and this generation in the name of Jesus.
If you believe it, say it.
In position number 88 in the countdown, still holding on since 2012 when this was first recorded, Israel Houghton along with Onaje Jefferson, Crystal Hopper, and New Life, More Than Enough and Overflow from the album Jesus at the Center. 10 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I want to remind you again, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone. It's your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know he's going to work on your behalf. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we lift up the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO is our phone number. Get your prayer requests into us. 1-855-915-9636. One more song before we get ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. This is number 87, William McDowell, along with Nicole Binion, and Can't Live Without You.
Thank you. me sink in. Let it sink in.
William McDowell along with Nicole Binion and Can't Live Without You in position number 87 on the countdown. 7:16 is the Sounds of Praise time. So we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. And I invite many Christians out there and our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister. Come on. Let's pray. Oops, that's not the right song. Okay, Donnelly, let's get your act together here. Right album, wrong song. Here we go.
As if I never go through, never have problems, but believe me, I do. There are some days I feel I'm out of my mind, but I won't let it get me. I won't let it get me.
Yes, I heard him say, come on to me, and I heard him say, this is where you should be. Sometimes we forget that He loves us truly, and in Him there's rest. So if you let Him, He can carry the load. He's right there beside you. I just want you to know.
And I heard Him say, come on to me. And I heard Him say, this is where you should be. And I get you down.
7:28 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We are praying for the many families here in New England and Massachusetts still dislocated because of the recent storms. We had our power go out for about a day. You really don't know how much you appreciate the electricity. It did not affect our heat, however, but still, you know, going back to flashlights and lamps and whatnot was quite an inconvenience. And so those who lost their power and were dislocated from their homes and are still dislocated, we're praying that God's going to minister on their behalf. Those who lost power and lost their homes, had to leave their homes during the recent storms here in Massachusetts and New England and elsewhere in the country as well. We're praying for KJ. KJ looking for God's continued touch on his body. KJ looking for God's continued touch on his body. And I'm praising God for touching my body. I had a little problem physically a couple of weeks ago. And God has touched my body and up and rearing to go. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy. We're praying for Michelle in Medford. Michelle is recovering from cataract surgery. And plans to go to church today anyway. So we're thanking God for that. And we're praying he's going to continue to work in her behalf, give her renewed eyesight and touch her other areas of her body as well where that had been ailing. And we're praying that God's also going to continue to deliver her from smoking. She cut way back, but we're praying God give her total deliverance. Michelle of Medford. And we're looking for God's blessing upon the Maxwell family. Maxwell family lost a loved one. Praying that God's going to minister on their behalf during this time of loss. The Maxwell family who has lost a loved one. Listen to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. And we thank you again that we can come boldly unto you because we have needs that you alone can minister to. We have opportunities to praise and thank you for all you've done in our behalf. We pray, O Lord, that what you've accomplished in the lives of those who are praising you might be a source of benefit and blessing to others who are holding on, who are looking for your continued benefit and blessings in their lives as well. And so, Lord, we bring to you the many families who've been dislocated because of the recent storms. Pray, O God, that you would minister powerfully in their behalf, open doors and make ways. We pray that you would bring back even to them greater opportunities to live for you and serve you because of all you're going to accomplish in their lives, even during these trying times. And so as we lift them up, Lord, we pray, O God, you would work powerfully in their lives and provide all that is needed and set them even on a firmer footing and foundation than they've ever had before, and may realize that it's come from your hand, and may they in turn surrender themselves to you and to your control, so you might work in and through their lives, so that might be a source of benefit and blessing into other lives as well. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for KJ, who's looking for your continued touch on his body, we thank you, Lord, you administer powerfully in the life of this individual. May his life, O God, be a greater blessing as he surrenders himself to you and to your control. May you work powerfully in his life and through his life, Lord, that he might achieve all the great things that you have in store for him. We know the great talent and the ability that you've given to him, Lord. May it be used for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise as he surrenders himself to you and to your control. And may great and mighty things take place in and through his life because of your presence within him as he surrenders himself to your control and for the deliverance you're going to provide in and through his life. And we thank you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And I'm praising you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for your touch upon my body as well. Thank you for healing and delivering and restoring, Almighty God, because you're the God who does all those mighty things. And we don't want to take it for granted, but we thank you, Lord, for when you work in our behalf. May we in turn be a source of benefit and blessing in the lives of others as well. So we may encourage them to say that you don't love us any more than you love them. And as you work in my life, Lord, may you work in the lives of many others that you bring to our attention and bring to the way that we might be able to minister in their behalf as well. And may your life just radiate out from our lives. And because all you're going to accomplish and all that's going to be done in the days which are ahead. And we thank you for this opportunity and great privilege to live for you and serve you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for Michelle of Medford, recovering from cataract surgery, Lord, we thank you for how you brought her safely through the operation. We pray, oh Lord, you continue to work on her behalf and give her complete deliverance. Lord, she's going to church today, even though she's not totally recovered from the cataract surgery. But we pray as she goes, may the healing, oh God, that you are going to accomplish in her life, Lord, be granted even unto her. And may she have a tremendous testimony among those whom she encounters at church and everywhere that you would lead and guide and direct her. May she tell the wondrous things she's received from your hand. And may many be blessed and strengthened because of her testimony, is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Father, we're praying for your blessings upon the Maxwell family who lost a loved one. Pray that you would comfort them, strengthen them, guide them through these difficult times. May they realize, oh Lord, that you are with them. And may they in turn yield themselves to you and your control. And may they, oh God, be directed by you so that others might see the benefits and blessings that come from yielding themselves to you and to your control, even in difficult times, times of loss, times of hurt, Lord, that you might be there. And you might be a source of inspiration in many lives, even because of all that they're going through. And we're praying for complete deliverance and complete benefits and blessings upon those who yield themselves to you and to your control. And may many be blessed and strengthened even through their lives in the days which are ahead, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 7:35 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. And we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you as soon as we receive your information. If no one answers the phone, you can leave your message. And like I said, as soon as we get it, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air. Or you can write to us if you wish. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email if you wish at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And as soon as I get it, I'll begin praying for you. And then I'll praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians can also join in and lift up your requests before God's throne. 7:37, the Sounds of Praise time. We need to get in a public service announcement, and then we'll be back to the countdown here on Sounds of Praise.
Here's a song that means a lot to me. I hope you enjoy it. Well, I remember. Sorry about that. Let me catch my breath for a second. Hold on there.
If you have a chronic cough, wheezing, emphysema, or other trouble breathing, you might actually have something more. COPD. It's the number four cause of death in America. Few people have heard of it, including those who actually have it.
Take it away, Jim.
COPD can be treated. A simple breathing test can help you find out if you have it. So talk to your doctor about COPD. Get the test. Start getting the right treatment.
Thank you very much.
Learn more. Breathe better. Go to www.learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And this is also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A. Brown, Perspective on Sports. 7:38 is the Sounds of Praise time. Let's get back to the countdown. In position number 86, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. And this is Glad here on Sounds of Praise.
My name is Anthony Brown. I'm a son, a brother, a loyal friend, and a believer. Raised in church, but live in a very real world. The past few years have taught me some valuable lessons. Lessons in pain, heartache, betrayal, and triumph. I've learned to acknowledge what I feel, but act on what I know. These are my thoughts, my fears, my declarations, and my confessions. This is how I get through when I feel a long way from Sunday.
This is the day.
This is.
That the Lord has made. You didn't have to let me see it. It could have been another way.
But he gave me mercy.
He gave me mercy.
Yeah.
Loving me with grace.
So I won't.
Be glad.
together. This is a day that the Lord has made. He did nothing, let me see it. It could have been another way, but he gave me mercy.
Eyes open. Now it's time to get up.
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Dotton is offering a mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. He has over 35 years of experience serving as a worship pastor, worship leader, and keyboardist. The mentoring program will include one-on-one teaching and training that's focused on the biblical concepts of the ministry of worship and music. And for more information, you can go to www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's the Minister Michael Dotton's mentoring program, designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry. And for more information, go to www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. And Michael Dotton Ministries presents the See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference on Saturday, June the 9th, 2018, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 Northampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. Over 15 workshops will be offered. And for details and registration, go to www.michaeldotton.com. Register early and save, or you can call 617-876-9703. And if you believe you have some information that would be of interest to our Sounds of Praise audience, you can send it to me on your stationery or letterhead, or stationery or flyer, to Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And need to send that at least 4 weeks in advance of your event. Okay, 7:48 here on Sounds of Praise. Let's continue with the countdown. In position number 85, this is Brian Free and Assurance, and He Can Take It.
Every question in your heart, the doubt that's tearing you apart, your greatest hurts, your deepest scars, God can take it. Bring Him all the bitterness inside, the shame you wish that you could hide, the fear that keeps you paralyzed, God can take it. You don't have to be afraid, 'cause He won't turn you away.
He can take whatever's broken, make it just like new. You won't even recognize it when He's through.
take it. Evil bear the weight that weighs you down. Mercy's arms are open now. So bring the sin that keeps you bound. God can take it. His grace is strong.
Just like you, you won't even recognize it when he's through. He will use it for his glory, use it for your good. If you let it go, if you let it go,
he can take it. Take it.
7:52 here on Sounds of Praise, and that was Brian Free in position number 85, along with Assurance, and He Can Take It. And this is Pastor Marvin Sapp in position number 84. He is.
All right, y'all. Little 70s vibe. Let me see if y'all can handle this in the worship style. Check this out. Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Faithful God.
Faithful God.
He is.
He is.
Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Holy God.
Faithful God.
He is.
He
all
is.
Of these things.
These things.
Okay, 7:57 here on Sounds of Praise. Time for me to pack the bag and move out until next Sunday. Hopefully you enjoyed the countdown as we continue to roll right along. We're going to play some intro for our next program, which is entitled Everybody Eats. And the co-hosts are Intem and Troll. And so you stay tuned for great music. What kind of music?
R&B,
just about everything. Okay, well, we'll let the audience find out, okay? Okay, I'm going to give you Travis Green. I'm going to continue this next Sunday.